We have sung the Alleluia, so happy Easter, everyone. It's a great privilege every year for us in this holy night to keep vigil and to be the first to greet our Lord risen from the dead. This liturgy is so rich with so much symbolism as we go through the different aspects of the Easter vigil that the church gives to us. And certainly the primary symbol to this point has been that of fire. We began with the fire so kindly prepared for us by the Boy Scouts this evening outside. And we carried this pillar of fire with us into the church, and all of us had candles lit with the fire as we came into church this evening. Fire is a rather destructive thing. I learned that personally some weeks back when my father called me on a Saturday and told me that my brother's house was on fire. And he and his wife and their two children now are out of their home, for they've been told to expect 9 months for their home to be repaired and rebuilt. Certainly, we all saw the destructive power of fire at the beginning of this Holy Week in those harrowing images from Paris of Notre Dame Cathedral consumed in flames. Fire has immense power to destroy, does it not? And yet, at the very same time, fire is necessary, literally, for our existence. For if it weren't for that flaming ball of fire in the sky, the sun, there would be no life. And fire gives us light and warmth as we go through our life. It is also necessary for us. It's also a great gift. And it's for that reason, this twofold nature of fire, at one and the same time destructive and necessary for life, that this becomes a primary symbol for us here. For tonight sums up the whole of our faith, which is crowned with the Paschal mystery of Christ. In our Lord's Paschal mystery, his flesh that he assumed for our salvation was destroyed. Yesterday, as we gathered to recall his suffering, his passion, we saw before us that image of the crucifix, which is always before us. He was consumed, if you will, on the cross. And tonight we proclaim him risen from the dead, that same flesh, now glorious with splendor. And as we prayed this evening, as we lit this Paschal candle, may the light of Christ rising in glory dispel the darkness of our hearts and minds. Death and new life. That is the mystery into which we plunge, into which we are immersed this holy night. And so, when we come to Christ, when we seek to be his disciples, he becomes for us a fire that desires to destroy. He desires to destroy anything in us that is not of God. Any of that ugly residue of sin that clings to us because of our fallenness. He desires to burn it away. And that process, if we're honest, is a painful one. It is not easy to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, to allow the Lord to purify us, to detach us from what is not of him. But it's necessary. I think we even saw that. I certainly saw it in my brother's experience as that fire consumed their home at the same time They were led to be reminded and to cling to what is most important, what is most essential, the gift of life, the fact that they were all saved. And even the burning of Notre Dame Cathedral, in a sense, became a moment for us to remember that what is most essential is not simply a physical building, but the gift of the living, breathing church, the body of Christ. You see, that destructive power, that purifying, detaching work that our Lord desires to do in us, is precisely to strip away what is not essential and to draw us into the very heart of what is. But the story is not over there. Our Lord desires not simply to destroy, to strip away what is evil in us, but then to pour into us the gift of grace, new life. He desires us dead to sin to live now the new life of the resurrection, the fullness of life, true joy, ultimate meaning and purpose. And that too we find when we come to the Lord, above all in the sacraments, where he pours out his grace for us. In a moment, we'll be reminded of our baptism with the renewal of our vows and the sprinkling of holy water. In a moment, we'll witness three men here receive the sacrament of confirmation as they're received tonight into the Catholic Church. Again tonight, we will be nourished by the body and blood of Christ in the sacrament of Holy Communion, to be filled with his life anew. And here's the best part, my brothers and sisters. It's all free. Poured out freely for us by the Lord. You could have spent hundreds of dollars tonight to be sitting at the Enterprise Center watching a hockey game. But you came here, where something infinitely greater is given to you and at no cost, except the cost of our lives. For tonight, as Jesus Christ, the one to whom all ages belong, we proclaimed this evening, he claims us anew for himself. And please God, we will have the grace to give ourselves anew to him in love, as we taste the joy of his risen life, which now is poured out for us from this holy altar. Indeed, Christ is risen from the dead. He is a holy fire who desires to purify our hearts and to fill us with the light and the warmth of his saving grace. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.